Mr. Handyman Cam.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bad day for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A sport ute laden with what the Taliban says was 1,500 pounds of high explosive slammed into an Allied convoy in Kabul. When the smoke cleared, 13 U.S. troops and 4 Afghans had died. Quentin Somerville of the BBC in Kabul says many believe it'll be 2014 when Allied troops leave Afghanistan before these kinds of attacks lessen.
When you speak to many foreign commanders here, they will admit that actually being here acts almost as a lightning rod, and they think that once those foreign troops go, there'll be fewer attacks because one of the conditions of the Taliban for any kind of peace talks here is that all foreign troops leave Afghanistan.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville in Kabul. New York City and much of the Northeast U.S. are getting an early taste of winter.
On an autumn day like this, you might go out into the park and see the leaves changing colors, but forget it. The color you're seeing predominantly right now is white in the form of snow. Rare occurrence for snow to be falling in this city in October, but it's happening now, and they're big, thick flakes of heavy, wet snow. Nothing's really sticking, but it's certainly an unusual sight for this time of year.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. People booked to fly Australia's Qantas Airways are getting a nasty surprise. After weeks of disruptive strikes, the airline has locked out its employees and grounded its entire fleet. Chief exec Alan Joyce.
Because the pilots, ramp and baggage and catering staff and licensed engineers are essential to the running of the airline, the lockout makes it necessary for us to ground the fleet.
Flight attendants have gone on strike against Air France, and that carrier says it's canceled about 20% of its schedule. A footbridge crossing the Kameng River in eastern India collapsed. 30 people are feared to have drowned. Police and paramilitaries rescued at least 28 people, but the river's swift current is hindering rescue operations. You're listening to ABC News.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM, Oakville, the Como News Network, Como News Radio.
10:02 Saturday morning, October 29th, 48 degrees. Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the 50s. I'm Art Sanders. Now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. The Alaskan Way Viaduct will reopen to traffic midday today, nearly 2 days ahead of schedule. Travis Phelps with the state DOT says the contractor would have been fined $100,000 a day if they finished late. And for finishing early?
They get zero for opening this thing early. It's only if they were late. The one incentive was reopening traffic to the 110,000 drivers. We had no interest in keeping this closed for any longer than we had to.
He tells us the reopening comes just in time for fans headed to Sunday's Seahawks game. It could still be a tricky drive, though. The southbound off-ramp from Highway 99 to Century Link will remain closed until Monday morning. A scissors attack sends a man to the hospital and lands two other people in jail. Seattle police responded to the 4th Avenue scene last night. Witnesses told them that the man and a woman had assaulted a man with scissors. The victim was on the ground with wounds to his chest and neck. He was taken to Harborview Medical Center. Seattle School District Security spotted the suspect in front of their building. Officers quickly arrived and arrested the pair. Police say it looks like everyone involved are local transients. Man is dead after a shooting in Tacoma. Witness told police they heard a gunshot about 8 o'clock last night on South Madison. Witnesses saw a man lying on the ground, two men walking away. The victim was taken to an area hospital but died a short time later. And a Chelan County jury has deadlocked in the trial of a man charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of his best friend. Como's Tracy Ellis tells us the judge has declared a mistrial in the case of Stephen Michael Swinford.
The Wenatchee World reports a date for a retrial is expected to be set next week. Jurors deliberated more than 6 hours on Friday and 3 hours on Thursday. Swinford allegedly shot 22-year-old Paul Rainey in January. Swinford told jurors that after a dispute over use of an iPod, he saw Rainey reaching for a handgun. That's when he snatched up a loaded pistol, closed his eyes, and fired. The shooting took place in front of a third man who said it was unprovoked. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
Occupy Seattle protesters getting ready for a big move. The group voted this week to move out of Westlake Center and over to Seattle Central Community College. The group's website says it'll happen tonight, starting with a march out of Westlake Center. The president of Seattle Central says the group is not welcome on campus. Friends, family, even her surgeons aren't quite sure how April Lutz survived her brush with death at Snohomish High School. Snohomish High School students have unleashed a massive outpouring of support for the two classmates who survived the vicious knife attack.
Right after the incident, we decided to wear pink to school just to show our support for the girls. We were going to pink out for the game.
Student leaders want the girls to know they have an entire community to help them heal. Former Everett Navy commander pleaded guilty in the rape of two female soldiers. Jay Wiley was the skipper of the Everett-based USS Momsen. Navy says on two different occasions, Wiley got drunk and sexually assaulted the women under his command. Friday, a military judge sentenced him to 3.5 years in prison. And a designated driver isn't as scary as a DUI. Law enforcement agencies across King and Pierce counties have extra officers on the streets this weekend looking for drunk drivers. Over the last 3 years, 581 people were arrested in King and Pierce counties for DUI over the holiday weekend. Well, it's 48 degrees in Seattle right now. Just ahead of Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, I'm Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Let's see how traffic is shaping up with Judith Larson.
Well, Jennifer, still a little slow heading north on I-5 as you approach Yesler, which is just south of where they cleared a blocking disabled out of your way moments ago. Also, I noticed we're heading west over the 520 bridge approaching mid-span. We're slow. We're still dealing with some kind of a blocking problem just west of that in the right lane. That's all related. And of course, the Alaskan Way Viaduct, both decks between the Battery Street Tunnel and West Seattle Bridge closed, but we hope to hear some good news about them opening that up sometime midday today. That's 2 days early, much earlier than they thought they could do with that. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies today and mainly dry out there with our temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, so a pretty decent day to get those last-minute Halloween things done. Overnight tonight, clouds do increase. Some showers out there as well, so a pretty soggy start to your Sunday. We'll keep the showers around for the first half of the day and then taper them off a bit in the afternoon, so the soggier part of your Sunday is the first half. Temperatures again mid to upper 50s. On Monday, the important Halloween day, it'll be a mix of sunbreaks and a few stray showers out there, but the kitty should stay mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks, Theron. In Bremerton, 48 degrees, 50 in Edmonds, and 49 in Seattle.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I have to say that I think it was a bit of a surprise to everybody that I was here this morning. No less than Eric, he was going to fill in for me today. And, you know, I went to Georgia for my son's graduation at Fort Benning. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to head to Savannah. My husband wasn't able to make it to the graduation or to go to Savannah. And I just kind of looked at my kids and I thought, you know, I have this feeling that they would have more fun in Savannah if I were not here. Oh. And this kid just got out of literally almost 5 months of training. And I'm just so proud of him. I just can't even see straight. I really can't see straight. And it was just really a beautiful experience to go down and watch. If you ever have any member of your family go through the turning blue ceremony where they receive their blue cord to become infantry, and then, you know, they graduate with their class and they acknowledge their special training. You should go. You should really go. I got to see these privates, many of who are just 18 years old, you know, some of them 17 when they join. And there they are, you know, very bright-eyed. And my son, who's a combat veteran and a specialist, you know, he walks through that campus and they refer to him as specialist. And because he is a combat veteran, there's an air of respect that he has. And I got to see that as a mom. And I was so proud of him, and I'm so proud of our young men and women who serve our country. And so I can't help it, but having been there, I want to talk about something that is very relevant to us here in our state, and that's the Hometown Heroes Lottery. And the reason I want to talk about this is because right now it is critically important. We have a raffle, and that raffle, the drawing ends November the 10th. And so right now, I want everyone to go out and buy one of these raffle tickets. It's $10. And actually, if you buy it at Safeway, they give you 5 Mega Lotto tickets. So in
wow.
I know. If
wait, 5?
5 Mega Lotto tickets.
Oh, wow.
And they give you 10% off your groceries.
Oh, wow.
What
so
deal.
I know. Seriously, go buy steaks. Go buy whatever. You know, my husband bought his contact solution. I bought those teeth bleaching things that are $49. You know, I'm serious. You get, you know, it's right there. You get your $5 back. You know, it's going to pay for itself, essentially. And the odds on winning on this thing, there is no drawing in our state. you know, they're giving away four prizes of $50,000. They're only selling 300,000 tickets. But we're way down on the sales, and we've got to sell these tickets. And having just been to Fort Benning and then also, you know, looking at the living conditions of our military, and I'm not – if I'm lying, I'm dying, because you, Jennifer, have been military.
Oh, I know. I've lived at Fort Benning.
You have. You know the living experience. And we went right outside Fort Benning. What's right outside Fort Benning? Trailer parks. Trailer parks that I wouldn't live in, most people that work here wouldn't live in, and that's where, if you want to live off base, that's about how much money they have in Fort Benning, Georgia. There's no emergency money, there's no emergency funds, and here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to ask everybody today, go out and buy a $10 lotto ticket. And it's a raffle ticket for Hometown Heroes. And then I had people ask me, well, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. Go to Safeway, okay?
That's simple.
7-Eleven, if they sell lotto tickets, you don't have to know where to go. If they sell a lottery ticket, they sell the raffle tickets. It's called Hometown Heroes. I went in there to buy it, and the girl that was selling to me, she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, I'm imitating now people I heard in Georgia. I'm going to be doing that all day. It's the Hometown Heroes. So, yeah, $10. And all the proceeds go to our veterans. So, in honor of my son, Blake, who just graduated, think about someone that you love. You have a dad who served in Vietnam. You have a dad who served in, you know, save this country in World War II, and you speak English and not German and Japanese as a first language.
Thank you if you
speak it as an additional language, and it is your primary language, and you live here in a free country. Bless your heart and welcome. But buy this $10 ticket, because all these proceeds go, and you're going to hear me harp on this, because we've got to sell these tickets. So, you know what? Buy it in honor of someone you love. And that's my dedication to my son, who just graduated. When we come back, Eric Gorenson is here. He just went to the National Home Builder and Remodeling Show, and he has all the latest trends for building products that nobody else is going to know about in the market.
First, a quick break for weather and traffic here on an encore performance of Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels with Eric Gorenson, founder and president of Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Recently, I've heard the advertising by my competitors, which remind me why I started Sound Kitchen and Bath. It was because of the gimmicks that are used to sell you a new kitchen or bathroom. There are offers of free granite, free powder rooms, and I'm waiting for free unicorns. But you know what those are? Gimmicks. That's why at Sound Kitchen and Bath, I created the No Gimmicks Guarantee. No games like overcharging you for the installation or compromising the quality. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we simply design and build the most gorgeous custom cabinets on the market, and we can beat any competitor's prices hands down without the salesy gimmicks. We're proud of our superior custom cabinets, our unsurpassed quality materials, our amazing designers, and yes, our unbeatable prices. I'm proud of Sound Kitchen and Bath and our no gimmicks guarantee.
See for yourself. Visit soundkitchenandbath.com. Soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It is 10:14 on Como News Radio. Judith has our traffic.
Not too bad. That slowdown heading north at I-5 approaching Gessler, where we had a disabled blocking vehicle. Looking pretty good. And 520 bridge back up to speed. No problems on the I-90 bridge. We have westbound State Route 526 at Airport Way. Right lane closed there for some road work. And of course, the Alaskan Way Viaduct, which is closed, is going to probably open midday. Some good news before the traffic volumes build on I-5 over the Ship Canal Bridge, too. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Heading into the weekend, today's the drier day of the two. We're going to keep it mostly cloudy out there. You get a few sun breaks at times. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. Sunday starts out soggy for sure, at least the first half. Get a few stray showers into the afternoon, but the latter half of Sunday, we should dry things out. In fact, a scattered pattern into Monday and Tuesday of a few sun breaks, just a few showers out there. So those important trick-or-treat hours on Monday should be mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our special guest in the studio today, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. What's on tap today, y'all?
Listen, you've got the y'alls coming out now.
I retract that. What's on tap today? That's what I meant to
say.
Well,
I have to tell you, I lived for about 5 minutes in North Carolina. So while I was at Fort Benning, I was throwing out the y'alls. And let me share with you something. My son said to me this was the biggest crack up of all. So this kid, born and raised on the West Coast. I mean, he is a West Coast boy. And so we were about to eat lunch and we had gone off post. And my son said to me, he goes, okay, Mom, I know this sounds crazy, but I just want you to try it. Okay. I need you to just try this because it's one of my favorite things. I go, what's that, Blake? He goes, well, it's kind of like spinach, but they're collard greens. And I just started laughing out
That's
loud.
Funny.
I was like, yeah.
Did you try them?
I did. They were really super good.
Oh,
they were great. They were just, I know. They were really good, but it was just funny, too. So then when we went off post, what he wanted to do was eat Southern food. So that's what we did. It was so fun. I have to tell you, if it's been a while since you've been to that region of the country, it was fun. Eric just got back from Chicago.
Yeah.
Which, those are the Yankees, my friend.
That was a lot of fun. We had some crazy times and saw some amazing things.
But you went to the National Building and Remodeling Show.
Yeah, it's the NARE Remodeling Show, which is the national remodeling show for the country. So all the things that are remodeling have their big show there every year.
So who is the customer at the NARE show?
That is your builder, remodeler, designer. So it's looking for all those guys that are out there doing the remodeling trade-only kind of show.
So this is their experience. So think of it, Detroit Auto Show. This is where people go to find the new fiberglass company or the new titanium that they're going to make wheels out of.
The new tool, the new deck part, the new kitchen piece, anything remodeling.
I know. And see, here's what I have to share with you. Eric, yes, he is the man. He is the man. I'm going to start doing the sprinkler and the washing machine here.
Oh, dear.
The happy dance. I know. Because I was talking to him while he was there, and the products and the things that you're bringing back to this market are just crazy. Okay, so let's start. So you go, and we'll build up to the thing that you were most excited about. So just share like one little thing that you saw that you went, okay, that's really cool.
There are so many little cool things out there. First off, I noticed there was a lot of new composite window and door companies with things that are kind of gone the next generation as far as some windows and things like that that actually look like wood.
Okay, so when you say that, we actually hate fake wood. You and I do,
yeah,
as business partners and designers who work together. So, okay, sell me, dude. Come on.
It looks like walnut or some other kind of wood. It's a stainable fiberglass that looks...
A stainable...
Yes.
Get...
Oh.
Okay.
So it was looking hot. I was very shocked.
A stainable fiberglass?
Yes.
Okay, so for people listening, I want to explain why this is such a big deal in the Northwest, because we live in a sponge, mm-hmm, and we get We get a ton of rain. And for anybody who lives anywhere around the Sound, when the wind blows, you get salt water. So vinyl kind of gets that scratchy, etched appearance to the outside of it. But fiberglass, it's why they make boats with fiberglass hulls. It likes water.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have a product that is marine friendly. And so with all the water and wind, sand, salt that we get blowing around, and yes, there is going to be a La Nina this year. I know this because, you know, they always look at the snowpack, and I was saying this at the break. We've already had snow below 5,000 feet on Rainier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Colorado. So when you look at the mountain ranges and you get those big snowpacks, I know this because I actually am a Facebook friend with both Paul Diano and with Shannon O'Donnell. So that's why I'm not a meteorologist, but I'm going to play one today on my radio show.
Love it.
So that's why I know we have to head out to a break, but that's one cool thing. Fiberglass. Okay. You're going to... Okay, when we come back, you got another one?
Oh, I've got a whole handful.
Oh, yay. Okay. So we're going to keep throwing these out here, and then at the end, we'll tell you where you can find all of them. This is going to be fun.
Lots of fun today.
Eric Gorenson is in the house from Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. Guttergloveusa.net. Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and the thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels with Eric Gorenson, founder and president of Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Recently, I've heard the advertising by my competitors, which remind me why I started Sound Kitchen and Bath. It was because of the gimmicks that are used to sell you a new kitchen or bathroom. There are offers of free granite, free powder rooms, and I'm waiting for free unicorns. But you know what those are? Gimmicks. That's why at Sound Kitchen and Bath, I created the No Gimmicks Guarantee. No games like overcharging you for the installation or compromising the quality. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we simply design and build the most gorgeous custom cabinets on the market, and we can beat any competitor's prices hands down without the salesy gimmicks. We're proud of our superior custom cabinets, our unsurpassed quality materials, our amazing designers, and yes, our unbeatable prices. I'm proud of Sound Kitchen and Bath and our no gimmicks guarantee.
See for yourself. Visit soundkitchenandbath.com. Soundkitchenandbath.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
It is 10:24 on Como News Radio, and here's Judith Larson with a check of the drive.
Well, we already know the Alaskan Way Viaduct is closed. That for, I don't know how much longer, but they're way ahead of schedule with their opening plans. It should be midday. So far, it's not having that big of an impact on the I-5 drive over the Ship Canal Bridge. Couple of glitches in our commute. In Issaquah, eastbound I-90 west of State Route 900 is just a traffic stop, but they are blocking the left lane with that. In the Shoreline area, we got a blocking disabled. This is from east 175th ramp to southbound 5. That right there at the light. Again, that is a blocking disabled. And a report of a coyote in the road. This is northbound State Route 509 approaching 518 right lane block there. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Today we get a little break from all of the steady rain of earlier this week. Our morning showers dissipate and leave us a partly sunny midday and afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Another front comes through tomorrow. We'll see rain at times throughout the day tapering off later on with highs in the mid to low 50s. For Halloween, showers should be tapering off hopefully all the way finished by the time it's trick-or-treat time, but as usual, plan for some showers just in case with temps in the low to mid-50s for highs, but in the 40s after dark. And currently in the Puget Sound area, Tacoma has 50 degrees, 50 as well in Everett and Edmonds, 49 in Kent, 50 in overcast in downtown Seattle. Como News time is 10:25. We now return to our encore performance of Inside Out. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our special in-studio guest today, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. I'm going to out you. Tammy was doing the happy dance.
I really was. You should have seen me. I honestly, okay.
It was a thing of wonder.
It was.
I did the washing machine. I did the sprinkler. They didn't think I would.
All in one move. It was awesome.
Well, first of all, I am going on a much-needed vacation next week, and I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. So you're going to be listening to this program, Best Of. Oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. I'm a best of. I'm a best of. So, Eric, you were sharing because you just got back from the National Building and Remodeling Show in Chicago. And you talked about something at the break that was like, oh, okay, good. Talk about that one. Go ahead. The shower thing.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. And it's an affordable product made for your, you know, bathtub. And most everybody's got this in their home. It's that bathtub with the tile that's kind of going south and the grout's getting nasty. This is a real looking composite snap-in tub surround kit that looks like polished marble. It looks like Subway tile, and it actually snaps in and affordable and looks like $1 million. I was shocked how great this looked.
See, okay, here's why I'm so crazy excited about this, because as everybody knows who's ever listened to this program, in case you've been under a rock or something heavy, then bless your heart that you haven't heard this. But I have not been a fan of these companies. Let's just call it the Tupperware of Rubbermaid of tubs and showers.
Ugh.
And it's any of those pop-in plastic seal-it kind of deals. I'm sorry, but, you know, if you have to burp your tub, there is something wrong with that.
Oh, they look so horrible with the PVC plastic. And
I know. So I just can't go there. But that being said, this is cool. So one of the first things I said to you is the tile. Come on. This girl can spot a cubic zirconia. I have an eagle eye for a CZ. Now, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there is. I actually have a couple of CZs myself, and I think they can be kind of pretty. You know, but what I am saying is I know one when I see one, and the same thing is true for fake marble, granite, and tile. It just looks cheap. So you were telling me, I go, okay, is it shaped like Subway? Uh-huh.
It is. And that's the thing. This stuff looks absolutely amazing. And it's, you know, if you compare that option of hundreds of dollars versus tile, which is of equal value of thousands of dollars, it's a great savings and a good, affordable, good-looking option.
So, and you're bringing that back.
We're bringing that back.
Okay, that is way cool. See?
Very cool.
I know. He called and he goes, I'm thinking about going. And we're business partners. I was like, dude, go. okay, so you have to explain, though, because, oh, let's get to the vanity, and then we'll tell where else you went.
Okay, yeah.
We've got so much. Okay, so then talk about the vanities.
Okay, vanities. There is a line of vanities we brought on that is absolutely amazing. If you go into the stores, this is a made-in-America product with pre-assembled furniture-looking vanities, and it's not the Chinese import stuff that you see. This is made in America. They're cutting the logs out and making the furniture and then shipping it out here, and it's got the French feet or the contemporary leg, all different styles, colors, paints, glazes, any color you're looking at, they can do all of it.
See, the problem with the Chinese stuff, and Jennifer's really the one that gave it the best code name, which is cheap Chinese crap. the triple C.
Yep.
But the problem with it is, it's like when you're looking at a traditional piece of furniture, it has the same look as if you're looking at a Weeble and saying that that is a human.
Oh, wow.
It replicates a human just about as closely as a Weeble looks like a person. It's like,
they don't hold up, and the hardware falls off, and
unlike a Weeble, they do fall down.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. I mean, but this is going to be absolutely gorgeous, and I know what you brought back. They literally do. They grow the trees. They cut the trees. They saw the logs. They take the prime lumber, and then they manufacture it into an American hardwood vanity that you're going to want.
And it's affordable.
And it's affordable. And made in the good old U.S. of A. So, and you brought that back.
Absolutely. It's great.
So now you can have a gorgeous vanity. There you go.
And we'll be right back with more of this encore performance of Inside Out.
Como News Time 10:31. Currently 49 degrees in Seattle. Art Sanders with a look at this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. The Alaskan Way Viaduct will open this afternoon, but not soon enough for the thousands of drivers who got stuck in a two-hour backup from Everett to Seattle yesterday. A combination of rain, accidents, and heavy traffic caused via doom. It finally came. State DOT says they're a day and a half ahead of the original Monday opening. Should happen today. A huge highway project in Pierce County is now in full swing.
State Transportation Secretary Paula Hammond helped break ground for the eastbound Nalley Valley project. It's the second of three jobs to help with the merge between State Route 16 and I-5 in Tacoma and to enhance the HOV lanes. Secretary Hammond says the $75 million project targets an area with a high rate of traffic accidents.
This project fixes that. It separates the traffic. It helps people more with a directional flow of where they're trying to go. And it's going to be a huge improvement for Pierce County.
The westbound work wrapped up in June. The eastbound lanes are expected to open in 2014.
That's Como 4's Dan Lewis reporting. Washingtonians are keeping tabs on the proposed cuts by the governor. Big concern for this young mother. Gregoire's suggested end to basic health, which covers thousands of our state's working poor.
I'm very concerned because my son is on basic health and we don't have the money to pay for health insurance for him. So all his doctor's appointments, anything he has to go to the ER for, his shots, everything, we're going to have to pay for.
Kelsey and her husband make $1,100 a month working as a nanny and a seasonal landscaper. Mom and dad lost their own basic health coverage in the last round of cuts because that income was considered too high. Their income also led to food stamps being cut in half last week, leaving them just $200 a month to feed a family of three. Now about how about some puppy love this Saturday? Some great big puppy love. A disabled Great Dane named Nathan's up for adoption. It was saved by Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. The puppy with cerebellar hypoplasia is ready for a new home. But if you're interested, you'll need to keep him in agility training to keep his motor skills strong. You can catch up with Nathan today at Seattle's Magnolia Off-Leash Park. The economy's not the best, but a lot of people are attending the annual Ski Fever and Snowboard Show this weekend. The Ski Swap's Dan Schindler says it's not just about deals on ski and snowboard equipment.
Yeah, we have ski movies. We have Poor Boy's movie. It's called The Grand Bazaar this year, and there's great ski footage in that. We also have something called the Hot Dog Skier Lounge, and you can come and challenge your buddies to a match of ping pong or air hockey and hang out and just kind of join the scene.
There's also a mechanical ski slope supervised by a ski instructor for those who might want to learn how to ski. The ski show runs today and Sunday at the State Convention Center and Trade Center in Seattle. And if you're hungry, the first ever mobile food fair is at Seattle Center today. Hundreds of food trucks there with everything from tacos to top sirloin. runs until 6 today at the Fisher Pavilion at Seattle Center. 49 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we continue with Tammy Michaels, an encore performance, Inside Out. Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Let's go to Judith Larson. How's the commute?
Well, Jennifer, you know it's an amazingly easy drive on I-5 over the Ship Canal Bridge, other than some volume starting to build pretty rapidly heading north as you approach Yesler. That despite the closure of the Alaskan Way Viaduct, and as you know, they're wrapping that closure up early today, so midday maybe. In Shoreline, we still have a blocking problem east, 75th to the southbound 5 ramp. They're right there at the light that disabled is blocking. And southbound 5 through Shoreline definitely starting to crowd. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
A little break from all the rain this weekend. Here's Theron Zahn.
Mostly cloudy skies today and mainly dry out there with our temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. So a pretty decent day to get those last minute Halloween things done. Overnight tonight, clouds do increase. Some showers out there as well. So a pretty soggy start to your Sunday. We'll keep the showers around for the first half of the day and then taper them off a bit in the afternoon. So the soggier part of your Sunday is the first half. Temperatures again, mid to upper 50s. On Monday, the important Halloween day, it'll be a mix of sun breaks and a few stray showers out there, but the kitty should stay mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn, with your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
50 degrees in Tacoma, 52 in Bellevue, and in downtown Seattle, we're still at 49 degrees and overcast. Welcome back to Inside Out, an encore performance. You're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Our special in-studio guest today is Eric Gorenson from Sound Kitchen and Bath, fresh from a trade show in Chicago, telling us all about the goodies. What else is on tap?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. When he goes to one of these trade shows, like the National Building and Remodeler Show that Eric just went to in Chicago, you're really hearing the cutting-edge building materials and solving your common everyday problems. These are the new mouse traps for the things that just drive us nuts as designers and drive you nuts as homeowners. And these are the solutions.
There are so many different things in there. It's. I mean, you've got Ford trucks in there with their new stuff for contractors, to deck people, to kitchen people. It's the whole gamut.
Okay, so one of the other things, though, you got to tell a funny story, because you were telling me on this one on the way in, and then we'll get into more products. But this was hysterical.
This was pretty funny. We we rented our car from one of the national organizations out there that are rental car companies at the airport. And so we jump in the car, and we had to go down to, over to Amish country, which we'll talk about later. We jump in the car, and they couldn't come up with the little iPass for the toll thing that we paid for. They said, oh, you'll be fine. So we're cruising through. My buddy George is driving. We're cruising down, heading over into Indiana, right outside of Chicago. And the guy at the rental car said, oh, they'll just bill us on the toll thing. You'll be fine. Just blast to the toll booth. So we're going through the iPass lane right into Indiana. We're going along. Everybody's going at a clip about, let's call it 40 miles an hour. Well, what we didn't realize is when you don't have the iPass, the guard gate comes down in front of you. And at 40 miles an hour, you don't have time to stop for that.
Oh, no.
So we did the old Dukes of Hazzard move, like you're going over the bridge.
He's telling me this.
What?
The arm comes down. We blow the arm into a million pieces as we drive through.
No,
and
you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Eric.
It was awesome.
What?
That's where the story of it's a rental comes through.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh!
It was so funny.
But you outlaws.
I know. I know. And he's with one of our manufacturers reps, and I'm just going, "Oh my gosh, dude!"
Thanks, George. We had a great time, though. It was awesome.
Because I was traveling, he was traveling, so I said, "Anything exciting happen?" You know, it's a builder and remodeler show. You have to know Eric. I mean, kind of a wild night is he has Mike's Hard Lemonade. You know, so I just. When he said this to me, I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, we've got a call from Brian in Tacoma, and this is a very good question with regard to the Snap-on tile solution that you just mentioned.
Welcome, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to know how long that stuff lasts, because I've been doing tile for quite a long time, and I know marble can last for years upon years. I just want to know how durable that stuff is.
Brian, this stuff looks really durable. It's a composite, so it's kind of an epoxy-based composite material. And so, I mean, it's to me, is not going to be as nice as what a regular tile surround would be. It's not going to ever add up to that same beauty of that, but it's a great cost alternative that looks presentable and doesn't look like you took the Tupperware container and built it around your kitchen.
See,
I mean, around your bathroom.
Exactly. And what I've always been against for people that are interested in this is I just don't like those companies that come in and retrofit your bathtub or your shower with this off-white or white tub liner and shower surround. It just looks cheap.
I've had more problems with those where they've hidden behind them so many existing problems, and then that's the tiles crumbling behind it or the bathtub's collapsing, and it's been a huge problem to fix it later that was much more expensive.
Exactly. When we come back, Eric just got back from the National Kitchen and... Oh, sorry. I keep saying National Kitchen and Bathroom. That's our next show.
Yep.
But you just came back from the National Builders and Remodelers Show, and we've got some more inside new products that you're going to share, as well as a new American product that you're bringing back that I'm very excited about when we come back with more of the home front.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
If you've made the switch to Newsline, thanks. If you haven't, give it a try. Weekdays on Como News Radio. It starts with Newsline AM with John Carlson, 9 to noon. Then Newsline PM with Ken Schramm, noon to 3. Get deeper into the news of the day. Hear directly from newsmakers. Get breaking news. From issues to innovation. Hopefully, even a good laugh along the way. Get something more from your radio. Make the switch to Newsline. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Como News Radio.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
1044 on Como News Radio. Let's go to Judith Larson. How's the drive?
It's not a bad drive through Seattle or through Bellevue on 405. A little bit of a slowdown heading north on I-5 as you approach Yesler, considering the fact that we've got the north and southbound decks of the Alaskan Way Viaduct closed till midday. That's not bad, that little stop-and-go incident there approaching Yesler. After they do open up the viaduct, you're going to find that you've got to slow down, folks. There's going to be a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit on a lot of the viaduct between the Battery Street Tunnel and the West Seattle Bridge. And when you go through the curvy bypass in the Soto area, you're going to have to go way down to 25 miles an hour, so be careful there. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And a little break from the rain. Here's Theron Zahn from the Como Forecast Center.
Heading into the weekend, today's the drier day of the two. We're going to keep it mostly cloudy out there. You get a few sun breaks at times. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. Sunday starts out soggy for sure, at least the first half. Get a few stray showers into the afternoon, but the latter half of Sunday, we should dry things out. In fact, a scattered pattern into Monday and Tuesday of a few sun breaks, just a few showers out there. So those important trick-or-treat hours on Monday should be mainly dry. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
50 degrees in Tacoma and Everett, 46 in the capital, 49 in overcast in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and today we have a special guest with us. It's Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath.
I'm regretting not having webcams today.
Because you people are crazy. You know, can I just tell you, Eric and I are business partners, and we've worked together for a lot of years, and we are seriously like brother and sister. And we really are. We have so much fun. And we talk to each other every morning. This is no joke, isn't it, Eric? We talk to each other about anywhere between 6-something in the morning to like 7:01. That's a late phone call.
Yeah. And so we end up, I know your coffee order.
Go ahead.
I don't want to give it out because everybody's going to copy it. But I tell you what, I can repeat her coffee order and even Guy's coffee order.
Because I get them both. I do.
Now it's gotten so bad, I can tell you which person's at the speaker at the coffee place.
I know. I know. And then what's even funnier is how we come up with business ideas. I go, I got this great idea that I've been thinking about it, which is basically I'm making it up as I'm going along right now. But that's how we come up with our best stuff. And this idea of Eric going back to the National Builders and Remodelers Show, you came up with that one in about 30 seconds. You go, I'm thinking about, like, go. And I'm so glad you went, because we're just coming up now and back with all these really cool new things. But you've got to talk about... I can't even say it out loud. Go ahead.
What was it? Okay. Was it poop shoot?
It was poop pumps.
Poop pump.
That was the most politically correct way we could actually say this. Here's the cool thing about this thing. There are so many people out there that want to add a bathroom. And they really want to add a bathroom, but they don't want to spend $10,000 digging up all the plumbing in the house, digging up the basement, digging up the garage conversion. And it's a box with a pump that you can actually hook the toilet up to and the vanity and a shower up to. Pump it up.
BBM Scotty has taken on a new meaning.
So, I tell you what, it's made by a national manufacturer that makes RV stuff, so it's a quality product. The poop pump's kind of cool.
So, we get these people that want to convert a garage.
Right.
Right.
Finish the basement. Even.
Or finish the basement. And they're told by plumbers, oh, you have no idea how expensive that's going to be. The other thing is, if you live on any kind of critical area, which, hello, we live in Seattle. What I tried to explain to people when I was in Atlanta and talking to other designers, I was like, no. Health, welfare, and safety, if it's going to go into the sound and it's going to give the salmon irritable bowel syndrome, we don't do it. Anything that aggravates our, yes, that's a word, our salmon, we don't do it. So, and I'm all about that. And so is Eric. We make jokes about it, but it's really the truth. We are crazy environmentally friendly people here. And so this is really a way that you protect the environment. You're not digging things up. You're not critical areas that could go down a hill, that kind of thing. You know, You got the poop pump. Everybody's going to want one now,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, it's a really cool product that I thought was innovative because it could save tens and tens of thousands of dollars of adding that bathroom in.
Well, exactly. And I think that, you know, some people have unfinished basements, and there's a lot of these homes that that are up for sale right now. And you look at them, and I've looked at some of those houses that are up for sale myself, and I have to tell you, that's the first thing I know, working in the building remodeling industry, that's really going to impact whether or not the feasibility for a lot of people to be able to purchase that. Okay, give me something else from the building remodeling show, and then we're gonna change gears a little bit and go into the Amish country.
One thing I realized there that there's a lot of molding companies that are coming out again. So we're
really
getting back into more of the moldings again, more of the decorative stuff. Whether it's wood moldings or composites, or again, those things are becoming more and more readily available out there.
Well, and see, here's the thing: you can go online and you can try to find the moldings that Eric has found. You can't find them because these are the little companies. Same thing with hardware, you know, and I'm not talking, you only use Bloom hardware, but I mean for the knobs, pulls, and handles. Because these are little one-man shops. We actually found one that the guy was in the jewelry business in New York, Madison Avenue, mm-hmm. you know, Park Avenue jeweler that makes hardware now.
And he was stealing the retired people that were doing the engraving at the U.S. Mint to come over and do the engraving on his knobs and handles. And over the top spectacular.
Lost wax molds, just like they would use old world. These skills, some of these people, Eastern Europeans, many of them, and this is becoming a lost art, and he's making injected molds to save designs that go back to, you know, the czars in Russia. And that's the kind of thing that came back in hardware from attending these kinds of hardware, these kinds of trade shows. And Eric, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, you departed Chicago and then you went to the Amish country. And
via the Dukes of Hazzard experience.
I know, you and your manufacturer's rep. And let me tell you something, when we come back, you're going to find out why the Chinese are in trouble. Why they are in trouble for what Eric found out and is bringing back. I'm serious. And yes, Made in America, it does involve horse and buggies. Watch out, Chinese. You're in trouble.
I can't wait for this.
You're being kamikaze'd by an Amish guy in a buggy.
We'll be right back, though, after a look at weather and traffic here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News Radio.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877- Mr. Handyman.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels with Eric Gornson, founder and president of Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Recently, I've heard the advertising by my competitors, which remind me why I started Sound Kitchen and Bath. It was because of the gimmicks that are used to sell you a new kitchen or bathroom. There are offers of free granite, free powder rooms, and I'm waiting for free unicorns. But you know what those are? Gimmicks. That's why at Sound Kitchen and Bath, I created the No Gimmicks Guarantee. No games like overcharging you for the installation or compromising the quality. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we simply design and build the most gorgeous custom cabinets on the market, and we can beat any competitor's prices hands down without the salesy gimmicks. We're proud of our superior custom cabinets, our unsurpassed quality materials, our amazing designers, and yes, our unbeatable prices. I'm proud of Sound Kitchen and Bath and our No Gimmicks Guarantee.
See for yourself. Visit SoundKitchenAndBath.com. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
10:54 on Como News Radio. Let's go to Judith Larson. How are the roads?
It's not a bad drive out there. I'm just amazed at how easy a go it is on I-5 and the Ship Canal because, you know, the Alaska Way Viaduct is closed till midday. But it's not a bad drive. We've got some other construction closures, most notably westbound State Route 526 at Airport Way. They're still working in the right lane there. Well, this report is brought to you by DeVry University. It's proud to announce the opening of their new center in Linwood, so you can learn more about career-focused bachelor's or even master's degree programs by visiting devry.edu. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
A little break from all the rain today as our morning showers have pretty much dissipated for most of us. We're looking forward to a sunny midday and afternoon, partly sunny anyway, with highs in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, another front moves through, which brings us rain at times throughout the day, tapering off later on in the evening with highs in the low to mid-50s. By Monday, for Halloween, we're hoping all of the showers will be out of here before trick-or-treat time, but as usual, plan for showers just in case. Our highs will reach the low to mid-50s, but after dark, we'll be in the 40s, so keep your youngins warm. Right now, 50 degrees in Tacoma and Everett, it's 48 in Olympia, and in Seattle, overcast and 50 degrees. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and our special in-studio guest today, Sound Kitchen and Bath's Eric Gormson.
Oh, I just love it when Eric comes in here. Okay, so you, let's give out our phone numbers very heavy because Eric is here, and trust me, this guy knows any kind of product or how to fix your design dilemma for your kitchen, your bathroom, and I'm serious. He is the guy, and he is in the house. And he is here to answer your design dilemmas with kitchens and bathrooms. Let's give out those numbers one more time.
Sure, the numbers are 206-421-1000. That's our local number. You can also call us toll-free, and that's 877-397-5666. It spells Como.
Okay, let's get into the Amish country.
So we get in the car, make the long drive out to Amish country to go take a look at another cabinet manufacturer we've been looking at. And I've been through dozens and dozens of manufacturing facilities over the world. I've never seen this before. And people think of the Amish as handcrafted. Well, with the Amish, I didn't realize is they can use technology and efficiencies for business. And so it was one of those kind of misconceptions that I didn't realize. So we get over to the cabinet shop. I have never seen so many people working so hard and so fast. They have a whole different process of building cabinetry. And this cabinetry they're building at this one production
facility, I think, seriously, auto workers need to learn from this, American and foreign. Tell them what they do.
Well, here's what they do is they pay everybody the same in the shop, and they get paid by the piece. And so what happens is they say, okay, this is how much you get paid per piece in the shop. So everybody's paid the same thing, and the faster they work, the more they get paid.
And they have to be perfect. They have to pass quality control to get paid for the piece.
These guys were working physically at their limit with a smile on their face, whistling. They all left the shop at 1 o'clock because they got their work done for the day. But they were pumping out cabinets. Every 13 seconds, a cabinet was coming off the production line. And this stuff is nice. It's comparable in price to the Chinese stuff that you see out there. But they are just knocking it out. I was shocked how fast they could put a cabinet out the door.
I am shocked hearing it.
I mean, it was just, they were just bam. Every 13 seconds, you could set your watch to it. They had another cabinet coming out, was going on a pallet, and they were just.
But it's everything. It is the construction. Eric was telling me about the bed frames that he went to see.
They also make furniture. And I tell you what, these things could have been made out of cast concrete. You grab the bed frame and shook it, and you weren't moving it. It was just like you were grabbing a freeway overpass and trying to shake it. There was nothing that you were going to do to move this thing. All handcrafted, beautiful stuff, but affordable.
I'm speechless.
Not only that, here's the thing. They were the original environmentalist. They grow their trees. They don't use chemicals. They don't do anything that's going to harm the environment. So there's managed forestry. You know, I mean, seriously.
They had top-of-the-line, made-in-USA-type production equipment in there that was, CNC machines and everything else. So they were using technology, but it was green. It was efficient. They are the original green guys.
I mean, seriously. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Eric's pet peeves. I love getting him started on this subject for kitchen design. But he's also going to be here to answer your design dilemmas.
And we'll be right back with Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, an encore performance after a check of ABC headlines.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA's system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and...
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville, everything you need to know.